Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, Ewan Spence here. It's your PlayStation Show, your weekly look at the world of the portable Sony gaming stuff. Yes, the Vita is on the way, but of course there's the PlayStation Portable, and there's all the Xperia Play stuff kicking off as well with your PlayStation Network. And of course, you can pick the PS3 and a skateboard as well. That gives you a mobile solution. Opinions and thoughts, as always, from myself, Ewan Spence, and the Podcast Corner, playstation.thepodcastcorner.com. And given the amount of news that's going to be around over the rest of the year, especially with the launch of the Vita, head over to the website. We've put a little sidebar on of a little sidebar blog, so we'll link out to some of the best stories and reviews that we spot around the internet. Of course, that also pairs us up with our Twitter account as well, twitter.com/PS Vita Podcast. The PlayStation Show was too long and PlayStation Podcast was already taken. So PS Vita Podcast on Twitter and the usual places on Facebook and back in the website as well. So, I blame Tetris. Think back to the launch of the Nintendo Game Boy. Inside the box was a little Russian puzzle game. Tetris. Not only did its inclusion mean that everyone knew and loved the puzzle game with the falling blocks and the disappearing lines, but everybody played it. I played it as well. I saw every spaceship launch. I made 200 lines regularly, starting at speed level 9, and played it to death. I still haven't found a version of Tetris as complete and playable as the original Game Boy version. For those of you keeping track, by the way, the packaging of the original Game Boy also mentioned Kicks, Tennis and Super Mario Land on the side of the box, which decided the next games I was going to ask my parents for. But Tetris also doomed every handheld into providing a puzzle game at launch. The Sega Game Gear went with Columns, a rather drab affair based around the not-patented-by-the-Russians mafia game mechanics seen in Dr. Mario. The Neo Geo Pocket had Puzzle Bobble and the Puzzle Link series franchise. And the Sony PSP had Lumines. My first PSP came from Amazon, and it was bundled with Lumines. Given that it was 5p cheaper than the bare PSP 1000 kit on its own, it was a no-brainer for the Scotsman to go for the bundle, even though there wasn't a screenshot of Lumines on the side of the PSP box to force my latent ADHD into action. So I waited for the postman to bring me the PSP with Lumines and GTA Liberty City, as that was the game that I really wanted to play. Lumines managed to be a halfway house between clearing an entire line away from a game screen and matching up colours in a large game grid. It reduced the colour count to 2 and simply asked you to make squares out of these 2x2 blocks that would fall from the top of the screen. Squares, naturally of the same colour. As expected, you could spin them, move them and stack them as you built patterns to build these larger squares and keep the game grid as clear as possible. It also took advantage of the 16:9 screen on the PSP to provide a playing grid that was wider rather than taller, 16x10 game units. Coupling this game format, which is clearly a puzzle game that isn't Tetris, with an electrifying soundtrack of beats, heavy bass lines, constantly shifting graphics and background animations, led to a wonderful assault in the eyes and the ears over a rather ponderous challenge. Let me say this quietly, but Lumines as a game concept is boring. You need to play for a long time before you can actually die by filling the grid. And while you're doing that, the bicolour gameplay means that you're more than likely to make accidental squares, prolonging your death. When you know you're dying in a game, but it doesn't quite let you, it's very frustrating. Then there's the how of the playing. Because of the width of the screen, it teases you with the ability to stack the different blocks on different parts of the screen for perfect play. Solid, diagonal, then the two styles of trio blocks, where you have three of one colour and one of the other. Stack them in a nice 4x4 pattern. And a clear line between all of these, which is nice, and you can just play by rhythm. And then it all falls apart because of the timing of the sweep screen, and suddenly you're into this reaction-based game that never quite lets you settle into a rhythm, because the pieces will change, the backgrounds will move, the noise will be going on, the shifting graphics will confuse you. There's still nothing that beats Tetris. Of course, the PSP platform had another turn, this time with Lumines 2, which, if nothing else, introduced me to the Black Eyed Peas. Thanks for that. It promised more of the same, but did add in two modes that started to address my gaming concerns. A timed mode, where you shoot for the highest score in 60 seconds, 3 minutes or 5 minutes, and a puzzle variant, where you have to make shapes with the blocks, such as an arrow pointing to the left, or a mushroom, and do all this in a fixed time. The former at least puts a limit on how long you can play the game, which helps with the how long is this going on for feeling, and the latter's, the puzzle mode, is cute, but to be honest, both of these feel like sticking plasters over an underlying gameplay issue that hadn't been solved, and these plasters were a way to say something new is happening, and to shout about them in a bullet point feature list. The PSP did have a title that could rival Tetris on the Game Boy, by the way. It's not perfect, but it's close enough for me to say that they're siblings. I'm of course talking about the PSN Mini from Electronic Arts, called Tetris. It says a lot for that original game design from the Russians that puzzle games come and go, many of them have the staying power and fans and franchised, but nothing lights up my gaming heart more than that original idea, done well with as few gimmicks as possible. Bring this right up to date, the PSV launch is almost upon us, and I have the opportunity via Amazon once more to add Lumines to my bundle. This time it's not Lumines 3, but Lumines Electronic Symphony. And I can add it onto my PSV to launch price for just £15, not the retail price of £32.99. That's far more than 5p. And you know what? I think I've seen it all before. A new block that shuffles the grid, a different way to wipe up all the connected blocks in one move, more graphics, more shifting backgrounds, more music, more sticking plasters. This is one franchise where I can't see the PS Vita's extra CPU power, new control options, or big flashy screens or graphical abilities making any difference. It's still a 16x9 screen and a 16x10 grid with squares falling down. I'd love to be proved wrong, but not on launch day. On launch day, I'm going to be adding Rayman Origins to the bundle. And Wipeout 2048, because that's the game I really want to play. And there we go there. That's your thoughts and opinions. Next show is going to be on February the 22nd. No idea what I'm going to talk about yet. I'm sure something will arrive. But until then, I'm Ewan Spence. Thank you very much for listening. Twitter.com/PSVitaPodcast or twitter.com/Ewan if you want to speak to me. Comments also welcome back at playstation.thepodcastcorner.com. And we'll catch you next week. It's going to be a good one.